and welcome to the Crystal and Stone Podcast,
where we discuss all things crystals and...
We're your hosts. I'm Dylan.
And I'm Jess.
Welcome back, everyone.
Happy 2022.
Welcome back, everyone, to Crystal and Stone Podcast. Season two.
I know. I'm feeling a bit rusty.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't done this in a while.
I know. It's been forever. I can't believe that we are back and better than ever.
Fingers crossed.
We have lined up. I know it's been forever, everyone, but...
We're sorry. We got sick. Christmas happened. Life happened.
I know. I mean, everything beautiful happened. Weather happened. The pool happened.
The pool happened.
But we have... Well, that we haven't just been relaxing, though. We have been planning out... We have been...
This entire year's worth of episodes, yes, guys.
An entire season two.
Get excited. Something like 20 episodes or something, yes, I think we've got planned. So
it is going to be bigger. It is going to be hopefully better.
If it's not better, don't tell us that. It'll hurt our feelings.
The
full moon's
feedback.
In Cancer today. I can't deal with it. Too many emotions.
There's too much. But we've been... Going back to the drawing board, and we have been coming together, and we have been, like, taking on your feedback, and we have been coming together to... I keep coming back to coming together. Obviously, full moon and Cancer, we're coming together like a family, togetherness, come back and bring back this podcast for you guys. We are super excited. But it is a fresh new year. It's a fresh new season. And Jess and I are like, well, how can we start it off? What topic can we start off with to really start off with a clean slate?
Right.
And we thought, what better than cleansing? Yeah. And I know we've kind of briefly talked about
cleansing. This is going to be like a fully in-depth...
Like a deep clean.
A deep clean.
Like spring cleaning
like,
on crack.
Like we aren't throwing a blanket over the mess for the rent inspector to just walk through. Like, we're doing a full
like clean. Marie Kondo
we're,
clean.
We are throwing shit out.
We're going to pick it up. Yeah. We're going to see, does this spark joy? And if it does not, we're getting rid of it.
It's done. Speaking of things we've gotten rid of, the video element. I'm sorry, guys. Just, I don't know how many episodes we recorded or half recorded where we had issues with either the sound didn't work, so we had video, or the video didn't work, but we only had sound.
So many.
And just with the issues of just trying to record visually and... audibly?
Yeah.
Audibly?
Yeah, audibly? Yeah. Audibly?
I don't know. Audible, reach out if you want to sponsor. Yeah. it's too much. And also, like, as much as I know y'all don't care if we look pretty, I care if I look pretty. And it's a bit confronting watching yourself.
It is.
And I don't know if you experienced this, but I recall there being times recording episodes where I didn't feel like I was fully in the conversation because I was very much aware that there was a camera recording me. And I was like, do I look stupid right now listening? Do I need to like smile softly? But then I wouldn't normally do that,
you know,
if I'm just like listening.
Like focusing on like, am I looking at the exact right spot, or am I like my eyes slightly askew off?
Yeah,
like...
exactly. Yeah. Am I looking a bit like Gabby right now?
Just for context, if you don't know, Gabby is my pug who has like her eyes are slightly off. Like one eye is slightly over there and the other eye is slightly over there. God bless her. She's beautiful.
An angel.
She's an angel, but she's not quite all there. we love her. You'll hear from Gabby later, I'm sure.
Yes.
Speaking
of, if you do hear some odd breathing sounds, we're recording at Dylan's house right now where the pugs live. So you may hear some like...
And that,
that's not us. We're both fine. Yeah, that's the pugs.
That would be Gabby and Pablo. But yeah, so back to what we're going to be talking about today. Welcome back to season two.
Crystals and Cleansing.
Crystals and Cleansing. Season two, episode one, Crystals and Cleansing. Now, lots of people know about cleansing, but just like why is it important? Why do we have to do it?
I mean, it's kind of like clothes. You wear them a lot. You deal with a lot of people. They collect like bacteria and dirt and like not cute smells. So you want to wash them to make sure that they're nice and clean and fresh so that you can like be always looking your best.
Especially here in Australia.
So, so kind of like crystals, you want to cleanse them. Not necessarily every day. It's totally up to you, but to keep them fresh, to keep them clean, to keep them a handy for you and your vibes.
Yeah,
similar
true
concept.
So when you're talking, like, I mean, that's a common question we get almost every day in the store is like, wait, I don't have to cleanse my crystals every day?
No, definitely not.
Kind of like your denim. You don't have to wash denim. Please don't wash denim
Or your hair. You shouldn't be washing your hair every day. PSA, everyone. If you're washing your hair every day, you're stripping your hair of its natural oils, and your hair is extra oily because you're stripping your hair of your extra oils.
And that it's exactly the same. Don't cleanse your crystals every day unless you really feel like you need to. Like you've dealt with a really difficult person at work.
Some crystals require a little bit of like seasoning before they're like truly at their most
like they can take it.
Yeah,
like they're an extra protection stone. They can really take it on. Like they're built to last.
But yes, if you have a particularly awful day,
maybe spicy.
Extra spicy day. Maybe that's the day you cleanse your crystals.
Yeah,
and we're gonna talk about lots of different ways and kind of the do's and don'ts and.
Do's and don'ts.
Obviously, as we preface with any particularly crystal-themed episode, take and leave what you like for your practice. This is your crystal practice, not ours. What we do might not resonate with you, and that is totally fine.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I is that they're, like Jess said, is that it might not resonate with you. These are entirely our personal preferences, and if something resonates with you or doesn't, feel free to take it or leave it.
Yeah, no worries. Easy peasy.
Well, let's jump right, dive right in.
You've been spending too much time in the pool.
I have been spending way too much time in the pool. Dive right in. Anyway, so I guess last season we kind of talked quite a bit about certain types of cleansing, and we'll talk about those ones first. And one of the ones that you'll hear a lot about and you'll see a lot about, you'll read about it in books. If you've ever gone into a crystal shop or you've bought crystals before, you've heard about full moon cleansing.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the most common one.
Speaking of, it's a full moon in Cancer today.
Yes, it is. And so if you do have, and the weather is
As in the day that we're recording this, not the day that this podcast is being released.
So, and the weather is really nice. So chances are if you're going, like me personally, I'm probably going to take out some of my crystals
this is
today.
This is if you're in Perth. If you're in the Northern Hemisphere and it is winter and snowy and raining, maybe not so much.
Yes,
I know that we have some listeners overseas. Yes. Shout out to all of y'all.
Yeah, exactly. Someone just gave us a shout out today.
From Malibu.
Yeah. Hello.
Kim Petra.
Yeah. What? Yeah, so today's beautiful full moon in Cancer down under. However... So I might, although I don't often do a full moon cleanse, I might take some of my crystals out and do a full moon in Cancer cleanse. And what a full moon cleanse is you put your crystals out into the full moon, allow them to kind of soak up the full moon energy, kind of soak up all of that energy in that. And it kind of recharges and re-cleanses them that way.
Yeah. It's really nice, but also if you're someone like Dylan and I who have a lot of crystals, it can be a lot of hard work to bring them all out.
Honestly, I need a Tonka truck full of just to load up my crystals, take them out, dump them, bring them back in.
Yeah, exactly.
So for me, what I'll be doing is more of like a crystals that I do use on a regular or those that maybe I haven't used in a long time that I'm like, hey, you could use a little bit of a recharge and take them out.
Yeah, that's sort of what I do too. If there's a full moon and the weather looks okay, that's what I'll do as well, is I'll pick. Generally it's my bigger pieces that I don't use and therefore put next to, say, some selenite, which we'll get to.
Yeah,
that's what I do. Those are generally the pieces that I bring out under the full moon so that the crystals within the house get a nice good charge.
That's a good idea.
But then also, yeah, like I have some smaller pieces that I'm like, I think you need a bit of extra, like, oomph, or, yeah.
Alternatively, and I mean, I'm really lucky in this regard, my office space has a really nice big window that gets moonlight into it. So I do have a lot of my crystals set up in there, and I'm like, I'm a little bit of a cheater in that regard. So, like, I get a little bit of moonlight in there.
I wouldn't say cheating. It's totally valid. If you have a windowsill that gets a lot of moonlight and you're concerned about weather, or I don't know, if you've got, like, neighborhood cats or anything that might like try and take something away or whatever. Yeah, exactly. Putting them.
Do cats steal crystals? Is that a thing?
Oh, I'm sure like sparkly ones they'd maybe like knock around and then maybe they'd get lost that way. Or like if you've got sparkly ones and there's like birds.
Oh, yeah, like magpies.
Yeah.
Australian problems, right? Like that is such an Australian problem.
So, yeah. Protect
my pyrite.
Yeah, I was about to say protect your pyrite from the magpies. But yes, through a window is completely valid. Don't feel like it's diminishing the vibes in any way.
Totally. And I mean the good part about speaking of the moon, we're also going to be competing with my cat here. Her name is Luna.
I just felt something very soft brush up against my leg, and I got very concerned for a second because I didn't hear breathing.
Yeah, not the the pugs.
Of the pugs.
So I mean, moonlight is really good, and it is kind of the most. I don't like the word stereotypical, but I mean it is the most common way.
Yes.
The downside of it is that it is kind of a once a month kind of thing.
Yeah, and if you've got plans, like...
Or the weather's bad. And some crystals are, like, water sensitive as well. Mm. So, like, if it's rainy or kind of... Or snowing in the northern hemisphere, things like that. Yeah, definitely not. The flip side to that is that some crystals, and I'm a little apprehensive about this one, and I think I just personally need to do a little bit more research into this, is that some people, you like to charge their crystals with sunlight. And so that is, I'm definitely not as well versed into this, but, I know some people that have come into the store and they're like, oh yeah, like I'll leave out my crystals to charge in the sun. And I'm like,
I've done it. I don't do it often.
Because I know lots of crystals are so sensitive to like sun bleaching.
Yes. And the Australian sun is incredibly intense. Yeah. Good old ozone layer. So I definitely don't do it for like the entire day. At the very max, it's in the sun for half an hour. But those are ones that I typically stick to. Ones that are meant for like fire cleansing, which we'll get to, sort of water, fire, earth, air.
Everything
until the fire nation attacked. We'll sort of get into that. But I specifically, do that with like, with fire crystals. Never clear quartz.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and the reasoning behind
And the reasoning behind never clear quartz is, depending on your quality of clear quartz, like if it's a particularly clear sort of fractured piece, kind of like a magnifying glass, if the sun's going to go through the clear quartz, you could potentially set something on fire. It's the reason that like psychics would have like clear crystal balls and they keep a sheet over it.
Yeah.
Not necessarily to protect it from any energies. No, to make sure that their room wouldn't set on fire. So.
Yeah, because it acts like a giant magnifying glass, you know, like when cruel little kids would use it for like ants and things
exactly.
Like that, you know?
So I guess, cleansing the sun at your own risk. I think I read somewhere that typically you should only cleanse like blacks, reds, oranges, yellows, because everything else is far more susceptible to being sun bleached.
Yeah, because I know things like fluorite almost immediately loses its coloration.
Amethyst as well.
Yeah.
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 So
that's interesting. Perhaps things like a jaspers and things like
Like a red jasper or a mukai, I reckon would totally be fine. I think because it's the coloring is also a lot more opaque.
Yeah.
Than in a fluorite or an amethyst where there's more like see-through happening.
Yeah. That clear.
Yeah. But I feel like a red jasper would totally be fine.
Which makes sense because it's also like the kind of the color of the red earth here.
And yeah. I would say like a tourmaline rough, probably obsidian would also be completely fine. They'd get a bit hot, obviously, black in the sun. So again, when you pick them back up, be a bit careful.
Yeah.
Maybe take out some oven gloves. Again, particularly if you're in Australia, you can like crack an egg on your
like driveway.
Cook
an egg. I saw someone do that on like on YouTube. That was crazy.
I know, it's nuts. Like Australian sun, what can I say?
So yeah, you have the flip side. You have that the moon and like moon charging and cleansing, and then you also have sun cleansing, which is like that very like fiery and like energetic cleansing. Now, the most common way that we use in the store, and honestly, I call it lazy man's way, is selenite. And honestly, I just think it's the most practical way.
It's so easy. Selenite is not expensive. If you're at your local crystal store and selenite's expensive, I would potentially question that.
But yes, so selenite is a crystal that cleanses itself. It's self-cleansing, self-charging. And the great part about it is that when you place it beside other crystals, charges and cleanses them as well.
Yes.
So what I do personally is that I have something like a selenite plate or selenite bowl, and I'll place the crystals that I use regularly on top of it. And like Jess was saying, is that she takes her larger pieces out for the full moon. What I do is that I have like my little selenite tumble and my large pieces, I like take it.
Oh my God, Luna.
Sorry, Luna jumped up on the table.
Oh my gosh, Luna.
She's like, hey, I come to the house. No, no.
Oh, Luna, that was.
What I tend to do is that I tend to take my selenite tumble and I place it around my, like, I just like rotate it almost daily and I just kind of rotate it around my larger pieces. Yeah. So I kind of give it like a daily cleanse and just like going constantly around.
Yeah. I have a bowl for like the bracelets that I wear that day, a bowl for the rings that I wear. I have lots of selenite bowls and selenite plates and everything. I have a little selenite plate for any tumbles that I might have like pocketed that day. With my crystal necklaces, I actually have a selenite necklace, so I'm good.
It
just hangs with.
Yeah, you're wearing it right now, aren't you? Wearing it
right now, actually. Hashtag. Shout out to Botanical H2O. Hey, Danu.
I'm actually wearing this stuff right now, too.
Yes, you are. So I keep my selenite necklace, like, with all of my other crystal necklaces to give them a good zhuzh. Similarly with my crystal earrings. Selenite is all over my house.
Yeah.
So
I just think it's super practical. The downside to selenite is that it is incredibly water-soluble, so you'd need to keep it away from any kind of water or condensation.
The condensation.
Yeah, so keep it out of places like the washroom or like the toilet and things like that, because you don't want it to go anywhere kind of near that.
Yeah, and depending on the cut of selenite that you have, selenite can also shed.
Yes.
So be aware of that. Polished selenite is typically all right. I have a selenite palm stone and tumbles and stuff, and they're fine. They don't really, like, you don't get sort of selenite dust and fragments off that. But like the rods, some of the raw pillars and stuff, they can shed. So just be aware of that.
Like dusty. Mm. Yeah, it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean you have to be a little bit careful of that. But I mean other than that, it's
just don't keep it in your bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. When we talk about later, we'll talk a little bit about water cleansing as well and just avoid selenite altogether. Just keep it out of the water.
In saying that, we've had customers who have come in who have bought selenite specifically to sort of dissolve into like paint and then paint their like house walls with like selenite infused paint for kind of like just an sigils infused, and like cleansing
and stuff like that
barrier in their house, which, you know, that's pretty cool.
That is cool. I've never heard of that. That's interesting.
Might be taking that little nugget for whenever I end up potentially owning my own house.
That's really cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
As long as they're not consuming it, I'm fine with. Because I've also heard of people being like, I bought this selenite to dissolve into water and then drink. And I've been like, girl, who no, who told you that? And they're like,
who wants you to die?
My, like, whatever. And I'm like, they're trying to kill you.
Yeah.
No, please don't listen to them. That's really dangerous.
If we have to say it once, we'll say it twice. Do not consume crystals.
Yeah. It's just not good for you.
No, it's not good for you. Like, that's what your kidneys and your livers are for cleansing your body.
Yeah.
Just let them do their thing.
Yeah, exactly. So, yes, selenite.
Poor love.
I'm just glad.
I hope she's doing well.
Yeah.
If you're listening, I hope you're doing well, sweetie. I hope you're not listening to that person anymore and their advice.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, I think of her often.
So do I.
So, yes, selenite. The third one that I'm going to recommend that we get it quite often is meditation.
You have more experience with this than I do.
I do. It's not one that I do as often because, again, selenite is very, very easy to do. And that's why I do it so often. Mm. It's kind of like a set and leave. Like, it's just like, oop, set and forget kind of thing. Yeah. Like, you're like, easy.
The crock pot of
cleansing. It's like crock pot of cleansing. I like that. It's just like, oh, done. Like, just leave it and you forget about it. It's great. Meditation, however, I like it because it's kind of like, it's a more active way to kind of cleanse it. I kind of do it at the end of the day. So instead of the setting an intention for my crystal, it's a kind of like a washing away of the day. So before, I do still do it in a collaboration with selenite, but like, you know, after I've used a crystal for the day, it's kind of like a, you know, kind of meditating with it for a moment and being like, I like to do a visualization of washing away.
Yeah.
Like every kind of thing that has happened to it.
That's how Zoe, who also works at Crystal and Stone and runs meditation classes, that's how she likes to cleanse her crystals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that it is a common practice, especially those who do quite a bit of meditating with crystals, is like, that's how they like to do it. It's kind of just washing it away. And I find that's very helpful to kind of just like fresh slate of it.
Yeah, I've only just started my meditation journey in the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
My therapist recommended meditation. So I've been starting my day with little morning meditation. But I think my issue with meditation initially was that the only meditation I'd ever done had been like 40-minute classes.
Okay.
Which, well, like, if you've never meditated before, that's a really long time to sit and think.
It is a long time.
So, and I think that's the problem. Like, it's a muscle you sort of have to, like, grow and exercise. And you have to
flex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I've just been doing, I think, like, no longer than maybe 7-8 minute meditations.
Even that's a long time.
It can be a long time. So, I do sort of, like, I'm doing, like, 3-5 minute meditations. And they've been nice.
Do you do them with a crystal?
Not yet.
I find that helpful.
Not yet. But I bought one of my Lodalite Geolith's, which is a crystal specifically good for meditation, out of my basket last week for that reason.
Good for you.
Yes.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Let's move on. I really, another one that I find that I'd love to get started to do a little. I would
love to do more of this.
I would love
to
as well. And this is one that I'm looking at getting a tuning fork just for this. And if you know what a tuning fork is, then you've probably guessed what our next one is. It is cleansing using sound.
Yeah.
Now, lots of people who have done sound healing, lots of people who have done any kind of, you know, like singing bowls, know the power that sound can have on the body and like the feeling that sound can kind of have afterwards, of that reverberation that it can have.
Yeah. If you're not entirely sure what we're talking about, if you've ever been to like a concert and the bass is really loud and you can like feel it sort of like changing your heartbeat, and depending on the type of person you are, you might feel really invigorated or it might make you feel a bit sick.
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're talking about here.
So the way that cleansing can happen is that certain vibrations and certain frequencies are said to have a cleansing effect on crystals. Now, I personally haven't done a lot of research into this, and I'd like to do a little bit more, but I know Zoe personally has done a little bit more on this, and I'd love to do a full-on one on this one.
Yeah.
But one common practice for cleansing is to use tuning forks or sound, like singing bowls, to and they put the crystal in the middle of them, and to do like a round of you know, the singing bowl in order to cleanse the crystal.
It's why you you can get a lot of witches who have little bells at their front door so that when people enter and leave, it's kind of creating this like cleansing sound barrier for you to sort of pass through.
Yep.
Yeah.
I have a brass bell that I got when I was in China, and just like, I don't know, the resonation of it is just like, yeah. It's on my desk at work, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I know the one you're talking about now. Yeah.
Anyway, and I don't know. It's one that I've definitely been more drawn to, especially this year. I've just been like, oh, I'm going to try that out a little bit more.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you've ever tried it, feel free to, like, let us know on the, like,
Crystal and Stone podcast. Yeah, if there's, like, a particular, like, maybe note.
Or frequency, yeah.
Yeah, or frequency that we should be, like, focusing on. Like a, I don't know, like a C sharp as opposed to a B flat. I don't know.
I was like, pretty sure those are the same.
No, C sharp is a D flat.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. Just music.
I just, like, failed my, like...
you were a music teacher.
I know. I was like, I'm a disappointment. Oh, it's a sad day. It's a sad day. Anyway. Don't you do that to me. If any of my ex-students are listening, I'm sorry I failed you.
I don't think you failed them, given how often you get visited by your past students.
Oh, thank you very much.
Which is very sweet.
Well, that and lots of them went on to do quite musical things, so I'm very proud of them all.
Yay.
Yes, if you're listening, Mr. McIntyre is very proud of you. Well, so those are some pretty common. Those are the four major ones that we know. Like, and then we see quite often is like the moon cleansing, selenite, meditation, and sound. Those are the ones that we hear like when people come in. Oh, yeah, like, you know, I'm doing a cleanse. Like, this is what we hear. Now, when it comes to uncommon cleansing methods, like, and when to use them, certain people come in and some people believe that certain crystals are associated with certain elements. And, like, we definitely hear that a lot. And I definitely...
Kyle, the crystalline mage, who was on the last episode of season one, he talks about it a lot in all of his crystal courses and everything, which... just as a side note, he's doing all of his courses now online. So if you've piqued an interest and you're not based in Perth, don't worry.
Yep.
You can now attend them and do them. So, and I highly recommend if you can, absolutely. But yeah, he talks a lot about certain crystals being tied to certain elements and so cleansing them that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we'll talk about a few of those. So one of the, you know, if an element... Further example, if a stone is associated with the element of earth, how should you cleanse it?
Obviously, you can bury it, like in a pot plant if you don't have a backyard or if you've got a backyard. If you're a little bit wary of like water and other things, you can also submerge it in brown rice in like a bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that a lot better.
I see this a lot on TikTok. This was something I've seen a lot on TikTok, and I did my own like little reading about it. Yeah, it's a very common way to do sort of an earth cleanse where you won't potentially end up losing or ruining any of your crystals.
Because me, as soon as someone was like, oh, yeah, you should bury your crystals, like return them to the earth. I was like, okay, I'm going to lose all of my crystals.
Yeah, right. I was the same.
Where did I bury them in the backyard?
Do I have to like create little like crystal grave plots?
Oh, my God. Little tombstone. Here lies
sodalite.
Yeah. Here lies hematite.
Yeah.
She was grounded.
But seriously, though.
Tiger's eye. She was the strong one.
And I'm not sure why it's brown rice and not white rice. I didn't do that much research.
Why it got to be white?
Yeah, so don't come for me for that. Apparently, it's brown rice. But sort of
maybe
like...
Maybe because it's like...
Maybe.
Earthy?
I don't know. But like, it's kind of like, you know, when you get your phone wet and you need the rice to like absorb the water, the rice absorbs all the like bad shit that your crystals have picked up on.
Okay. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Just don't eat the rice afterwards, though.
Oh, because it absorbs all the negativity. Well, and that, and like,
you have no, again, you have no idea what chemicals have.
That's true. That's true. I like how I'm the one that's preaching, process. Like, don't do this because of the chemicals. Yeah.
Yeah. So either way, just don't eat the brown rice that you use.
Yeah. What about, okay, so I personally have read salt when it comes to earth. What about salt cleansing?
I haven't read too much about salt, and I tend to stick away from salt just because, like water, salt can F up some of your crystals.
Yeah.
So I actually don't really use salt aside from maybe creating like a circle for a ritual or something.
Well, that's what when I first looked into it, that's what I thought as well. Mm. So but the more I looked into it, the more I saw like the stones that were associated with earth.
Mm.
I was like, oh, you know what? I wouldn't mind putting those in salt because I was like, their chances are, especially if they're polished, they're not going to be that affected by the salt.
Yeah.
So like the ones that they had in there were like, the element of earth ones were like agates, especially polished agates, tiger's eye.
Yeah.
What else did they have in there? They had polished malachite. So like I wouldn't put anything raw.
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
I would just be so careful about malachite, even if it is polished. Like I think I would just stick to selenite.
Yeah.
Or like under the moon. Or some smoker incense cleansing. I don't know. Malachite scares me a little bit.
Is it just because it's toxic?
Yeah, just because it's toxic. Yeah.
I'm not sure. But I mean, I'm sure if you maybe like made a circle of salt, like just around it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess that would be fine.
But then again, this is only if you're really drawn to using salt cleansing.
I've seen the people on TikTok who create like the like little cleansing hotels for the... That's what they call them.
What is a cleansing hotel?
Okay, so they buy like the sort of like glass terrariums from like IKEA or the $2 shop or whatever.
You're telling me this is like an Airbnb for like...
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly that. They, you know, give it a little like cleanse with their incense, and then they layer it down with like on the bottom with salt and maybe some other herbs for like protection or cleansing or, you know, what have you. And then, they place their like crystals in there to stay overnight in the cleansing hotel. It's very sweet. It's very,
shut the front door.
It's very witch talk, very Pinterest. Okay. It's very cute. I am just very iffy about salt and crystals. So it's not, it's not something that I would personally do, but hey, that's not to say that you can't do it. So.
I think that's really cute. Mm. I feel like that would be like maybe at the end, maybe like a combination of all of them.
See, I think the way that I would do it is I would get some selenite rods and like smash them up and use that as like my salt.
Yeah, well, I mean, selenite is like a sodium-based crystal. So yeah. I mean like, yeah. Yeah.
But selenite isn't going to erode
crystals. Yeah, that's true.
Like salt does.
Yeah.
Can. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so we've got earth. So you can either bury them in dirt.
Did we want to talk about some earth crystals that would fall into that category?
Yeah, well, I mean, we kind of already talked about that. We have like the agates, especially like, I mean, you have your
moss agates,
your tree agates. One that I was reading about today that I found really interesting was that your rutile quartz also counts. That. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I never really thought of that as a really earth one, but that's one that counts under that.
I suppose any quartz would be fine in earth beryl anyway, even if it's not directly tied to the earth element, because again, if it gets wet or whatever, it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Generally speaking. Yeah. I'm even though I'm like a complete water baby, I'm still like, ugh, about putting my crystals in water.
Though you suggested in like the last season about creating some kind of like moat.
Yes.
Of water, which I think could be.
Yep.
Cool.
So, and that is something that I've done in some of my like witchy spell stuff is like doing, like incorporating water, but just like not directly touching.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tiger's Eye is another one that's associated, and therefore, like, also Tiger's Iron is also one.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. If you want to talk about, like, some people are, like, have metal as a separate element, especially, I know, like, in Chinese mm-hmm. elemental stuff and, like, mm-hmm. you know, the Asian elements.
I don't, but...
Oh, metal is considered a separate element.
Oh, okay, cool.
But like, depending on if you want to incorporate that into Earth,
this explains a lot about Avatar.
Yeah.
Metal bending. Like, versus earth bending.
Mm. But yeah, so like hematite and things like that would also be included in that.
Okay,
as nice. Well. But yeah, so therefore, like things
would
like
pyrite then as yeah. well. Nice.
But like, so I guess Tiger's Iron would also be.
Goodbye, Luna.
She keeps coming up. Then you also have things like aventurine.
Yeah.
Would also be considered in like that.
Jaspers?
Yep, all of the jaspers and black tourmaline as well.
Nice.
Moving on, let's talk about water.
Water.
The element of water.
We've said it once, we'll say water it again. Is wet. Just be a bit careful about what crystals you're deciding to cleanse with water, if water is the method that you are feeling drawn to cleanse with. As a general rule of thumb, anything ending in "ite" is not going to be great.
Will eventually break down,
erode away, potentially release toxic fumes. I'm looking at you, Malachi.
you toxic bitch.
Yeah. I guess just be a bit careful. But there are ways of incorporating water into your cleansing practice that, like Dylan said, don't require the actual physical touching of water and crystals.
Yeah.
So
like in one of the things that I have done in the past when I was like really feeling a little bit watery, was like doing like a kind of like a little bit of like a sand mound
mm-hmm.
and putting my crystals on top of that mm-hmm. and then having like water around it and like pouring water around it. And never once did the crystals actually touch the water. But like it looked as if like they were surrounded by water, and it was like, it was quite pretty, and it looked very, you know, I ended up putting like flower petals on top of the water, and it was very aesthetically pleasing.
Very nice.
It looked very nice. It still felt like it had that connection to water.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so just being very careful when it comes to the element of water, that if you do feel the need to actually put your crystals in water, that either you do your research as to, can this crystal go in water before you're doing it? And even still, if it can, I just wouldn't do it for very long, because one, you don't know if the crystal is 100%
what it says it is.
Because crystals do grow naturally in the ground, and that sometimes they grow in combinations with things. So like, you know, when you go to a store and it's like, hey, this is clear quartz it's a part of the quartz family. It can go in water. However, mm-hmm. sometimes when it grows in the ground, things
grow into it.
And you never know.
Why we're not advocates of crystal water bottles either, for that exact same reason. You just never know if the rose quartz water bottle is 100% rose quartz. You also just don't know what chemicals have been used to like mine it and shape it and
polish it, cut it.
It's just.
And so same thing with that is like, you just don't want it to like come apart or something like that. So just be careful.
Hmm.
Having said that, the stones, after all of that, mm-hmm. decide, yes, I do want to put my crystal in water, I just say don't put it in for very long, because crystals, again, can eventually erode.
Yeah.
In water. So, like, if you're like, okay, I'm going to put this in water and then leave it in there forever. It just might eventually fall apart. Yeah. So just like, maybe if you're like, okay, I'm going to put it in the water and then take it out, that it could be fine.
Yeah.
Up to you. Your crystal, your decision.
Any particular watery crystal?
Yes. So some of crystals that are associated with water are the opal, which is, I mean, it makes sense. It looks like water rippling on.
It does.
Like light going through water.
Does that include pink opal?
It does include pink opal. Pink opal is definitely a crystal that's associated with like cancer and the heart and heart healing and like love.
Luna, all the time.
I know, sorry. The cat is definitely fine. like I love you. Please pet me.
She just really wants attention. It's okay, sweetie. I understand.
She's like, I keep hearing like the moon and like.
Yeah, I understand. I would want attention too, but you can't have it at this time.
Speaking of the moon, the next stone that's associated with water is a moonstone, which is definitely one of mine. My, again, associated with the
all moonstones as well.
Yes, all moonstones are associated with Cancer. So that's, and or sorry, with water. So you have your orange moonstones, your peach moonstones, your regular rainbow moonstone.
Moving the cat for the fourth time.
You have aquamarine.
Yes.
Which I mean is a given.
Yeah.
And you also have chrysoprase.
Oh, nice.
Which is a really beautiful one. And one that is a local kind of stone as well. You can kind of.
Some Australian crystal.
Yeah, find that one in like everyone's backyards.
Yeah, definitely.
Things like emerald is associated. Oh. Yeah, emerald is associated.
Interesting, because emerald is a green Taurus birthstone, and mm-hmm. Tauruses are earth signs.
Yep.
Huh.
Yeah, I found that interesting as well.
But more you know.
pearl, obviously.
Obviously.
Coral, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Well, coral and coral. Yeah, coral and pearl make sense because, yeah, like, those are obviously water. The one that I found really interesting was kunzite as well.
Huh, yeah. Okay.
However, kunzite is quite linear in its structure.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not one that I would associate putting in water.
Okay.
Because it is quite fragile and it does end in that ite.
Mm.
So like it's not one that I would generally say like, go dunk in the water. Like it's submerging. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So just being quite careful when you do have that one.
Nice.
Yeah.
We already sort of touched on sun cleansing for like fire crystals. And obviously, again, that would just kind of be anything that would fall into like a fire signy crystal, carnelian, garnet, ruby. I know technically we said tourmaline is an earth crystal and therefore cleanse it earthwise, but it would also be fine in the sun to cleanse that way.
Well, with fire as well.
Yes.
What other fire stones do we have then?
I think we talked about peridot before peridot, we started recording.
Yeah.
Which surprised you, but I was like, well, that's a Leo crystal, so.
Which I guess makes sense. I was just surprised because it's like bright green.
It's bright green, yeah. Again, just the amount of time it's out in the sun bleaching, just be careful. If you don't care if it gets sun bleached, then you do you. Go for it. They're your crystals, not mine.
What else? We'd have like carnelian.
Yeah, carnelian's a nice one. Topaz. I guess a topaz would be fine.
Ruby.
Yeah, ruby. What about
garnet?
What about like a ruby and zoisite though?
Yeah, because it would have ruby in it.
Okay. Just
the I imagine garnet because the garnet's like passion and
some hessenite.
Oof. Well, that's a. Hessenite is like a part of the ruby family, so yeah. Get rid of that
citrine.
Guilt.
Citrine would also be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lots of nice options for sun cleansing.
Yeah.
If you are feeling drawn to the fire element.
Yeah.
Like I do. Being a triple fire sign.
Yes. Yeah. All fire all the time.
Yeah. And I think our last one would be air. So air. Smoke cleansing.
Now, I know we talked briefly about smoke cleansing in the last season and like kind of like our kind of battle. Not battle, but
smoke
like.
Smoke cleansing is different to smudging.
Yeah.
Smudging is something that we as two non-Indigenous Caucasians, we don't practice because it is a closed practice belonging to various Indigenous cultures.
Preach.
From various places in the earth. If you feel drawn to it, that is your own discussion within yourself. And
do your research.
Do your research because there are definitely like proper respectful ways to do it and not just the ways that the average white bitch on TikTok does it. But yes, smoke cleansing is different to smudging. There are different herbs or methods involved. There are different like smudging has a whole cultural ties and roots, whereas smoke cleansing kind of belongs to no one.
Yeah. I think the most common way to smoke cleanse is incense.
Is incense, which is readily available anywhere, not just at your local crystal store. You can get it at like your local like smoke shop. You can get...
I saw a kiosk at the mall have incense the other day and I was like, cool.
Like you can get incense anywhere and like, and a packet is generally no more than $4.
Yeah.
For like 10 sticks of incense or whatever. And you know, depending on the incense you get, they last a while.
Yeah.
Like you can do a whole, like I've cleansed my whole house smoke cleansing wise with just one thing, one stick of incense. So
yeah,
it just really depends on the type. You can get natural incense, which lasts a bit longer, but it's a bit more potent.
I have this like one little stick and I'm like, it's for when I'm just like on the go, right? Like
my one piece of advice with smoke cleansing is if you're going to smoke cleanse and you're inside, open your windows.
Yeah.
To allow for all the negative stuff to be able to leave. But also like incense can be quite intense. So trapping that in the house, just like sensory wise can be a bit much. So I'd recommend opening your doors and your windows, et cetera, et cetera.
Now, when it comes to smoke cleansing, if you're choosing to smoke cleanse with crystals that are associated with the element of air, you're obviously going to be choosing elements or crystals that are, you know, with those that kind of like that higher realm of thinking, like you're going to go with like crystals like your amethysts, your lapis lazuli, what
clear
else?
Clear quartz would be in that, scholasite,
Herkimer.
I like to cleanse smoky quartz. I realize smoky quartz is a very grounding crystal and often tied to earth, but smoky quartz.
Yeah, I mean the name.
Yeah, yeah. So
your K2s.
Yeah, definitely K2s. Okay. Asphedsonite.
Ooh, asphedsonite. Ooh.
Say that.
Talk dirty to me. Asphedsonite.
Asphedsonite.
Okay. What about moldavite?
We'll get to that. Moldavite, it's not an air crystal. It's a space crystal. Carl's talked about this.
I know, but like what would you cleanse it with if you were going to choose one?
Look, I cleanse my moldavite with selenite. It sits on a selenite plate. That's how I do it, but I'm lazy. Kyle has talked about this in his workshops and I wish I paid higher, like better attention, but every time the subject of moldavite comes up, I'm just like, left the chat.
Yeah.
It scares me.
Yeah.
He talks about sort of trying to incorporate like all of those elements if you can, because it's so...
Now I wish I paid attention. All right.
Because I know he talks a lot about storm cleansing for storm crystals, which I think like stromatolite is one of them.
Yeah.
Pterosite. Yeah. So he often talks about going down to the beach because that incorporates like
girl,
the sand.
I am way too lazy. I'm like, throw a set piece of selenite at it. Right? I'm not going to go out on
the beach. But he talks about the encompassing of all the elements, because you've obviously got the ocean water for water, you've got the sand for the earth, you've got the sea breeze for air, and you've got this, if you're going during the day, you've got the sun for like fire. So that kind of all encompassing becomes like a storm element, or you cleanse them in an actual literal storm. So I would say, I guess if we have a meteor shower, cleanse your moldavite then. Under that same logic. Just cleanse your moldavite regularly is what I would say.
Yeah. I keep it on. Yeah. We'll get to that.
But yeah. Obviously, we're only covering like earth, fire, air, water. I've forgotten one, but I can't remember which ones I've already just said. we're definitely not like full experts, and Dylan and I are very set in our ways on how we cleanse, and we haven't branched out a whole lot in that we both enjoy selenite, but yeah,
we're learning.
But I mean, and you're learning too.
Yeah, and you're learning. We're learning together. I mean, and like we said, like when it comes down to it, our favorite way is definitely selenite. Just solely because of its ease and It's just
sorry if you heard that. That's Luna scratching the furniture.
I know. I have to get rid of Luna now. not get rid of her. Get her up.
Just get her out of the room. Yeah. Get rid of her.
She like never wants to spend any time with me ever. And then she's like, "Oh, you're busy doing something. Now I have to like fuck shit up."
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, when it comes down to it, everyone will find their own method that works for them, yes, that they really resonate with, and they're like, "This is it." Or maybe it'll be a grazing platter of all of them. And they'll be like, for this, I'm really resonating it. For that, this.
Yeah. Like, listen to your gut. And also, listen, you know, and heart. Like crystals will, as woo-woo as it sounds, and I realize it sounds quite woo-woo, crystals will, like, let you know what they want done to them. Like, you'll sort of be able to energetically feel when you maybe need to give a crystal like an extra cleanse, or when it wants to enter a crystal grid or leave a crystal grid, or when it wants to be used like that day.
Coming home, like screaming like Regina George with like the bar stuck in between her teeth, being like, and like throwing my crystals down onto a selenite plate.
Like everything we say, do your research, have a listen to this, meditate on it, think about it, think about what you like the sound of, what you don't like the sound of, and do what you want to do.
Yeah. Well, Jess, I think we've pretty much covered cleansing.
I think so. I hope so. But also, if you have any further cleansing questions, please shoot them towards the Crystal and Stone podcast Instagram, which I believe is just crystalandstone.podcast on Instagram. Yeah. So,
well, now everyone, normally we would be doing our manifestation minute now. So, however, something has happened.
Something has changed within.
Don't you dare. I'm still bitter that Wicked has been like moved back another year.
Oh, I know.
How dare they? How dare? How very dare?
I'm very sad.
However, so speaking of Kyle, our loving dear Kyle, who we love very much.
Remember that, Kyle.
Yeah.
Remember that we do love you.
We love you very much. Kyle. So Kyle, who was on Kyle the Crystalline Mage, who was on last season, was sharing at the beginning of the year that this year is the year of Moldavite, and like did this whole video about Moldavite, and I commented and went, bleh. No,
absolutely not.
And
we'll never, should never.
And no. And as you know from last season, that my feelings about Moldavite, and
yours are far stronger than mine, because I have 3 pieces of Moldavite, but I don't actively use them; they sit passively in grids and do nothing.
However, I was like, hail to the not, like it's not happening. You can do that,
yeah.
So Kyle took it upon himself to gift me this year. He's like, this is the year. This is your year, Dylan. You got this. And it was actually very sweet. So Kyle gifted me a very small, mind you, a very small piece of Moldavite on a bed of little Herkimer diamonds.
That bitch is intense.
Yep. With a very small piece of aquamarine.
Aww.
Yeah. And he said, to make it more palatable for you.
That's snake.
Yeah. And you know what? I was like, okay, so here's the thing. In the crystal world, when you are gridding, or when you are trying when you're manifesting abundance, when you're doing that and then someone gifts you something, you can't say no.
No.
Because then you're immediately closing yourself off to the universe.
Yes. I learned this from Courtney Seeking Wilder, who was also on an episode of last season. Yes. If you are manifesting abundance, if you want an abundant life, an abundant week, an abundant month or whatever, and someone offers you, say, you know, they want to buy you your cup of coffee or whatever, if you say no, you're shutting off the abundance that the universe is trying to give to you. Even if that's maybe not how you wanted the abundance to come through, how are you ever going to get more
trickle down effect?
Yeah, how are you ever going to get more abundance if you're telling the universe that you don't want that?
Yep. So Courtney Jess's words echoed in my ears.
You did not cut yourself off from the abundance. You accepted that piece of moldavite.
Yes, I did. And I was like, okay, so this is a heartfelt gift coming from Kyle. It was fucking moldavite. But I took it. I took the moldavite and I was like, okay.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. And I was like, you know, I'm going to make this work. I'm going to, you know, so I gritted with it and I was like, yeah. So
you went full Jess.
Yes, I did. Mind you, it was like all in like protection stones and I was like, whatever. And you know what? I was like, okay. So instead of this year, what we're going to do, instead of manifestation minute, we're going to do Moldavite minute, where we chronicle Dylan's adventures with Moldavite. So on our first official Moldavite minute.
Start date. 2nd of January, 2022. That's not the date that we're recording this, but it's close to when you received on the 3rd.
I received it on the 3rd. Shortly after, everything fell apart. Literally everything fell apart.
Which is what we warn you bitches who want Moldavite and haven't done your research.
Everything that I kind of knew, I had all of these feelings in the back of my mind of just like things that I needed to do. And I was like, I kind of was putting them off and just, I was just like, oh, I'll do it later. Like when it's more convenient for me. And literally someone knocked on my door and was like, you need to address this right now. And I was like, fuck.
That person was me.
Excuse my language, by the way.
I'm the person. Yes. I'm the person who knocked on the door.
So Jess came to my door and was like, I need you to know these things that are happening and I'm feeling this way. And literally just told me everything that I already kind of knew, but
needed
like
needed to happen.
Needed to happen, but like just made it much more pressing of an issue. And just really catapulted everything that I needed to do right front and center. But
it makes it sound like we had some sort of falling out. We're fine.
No. We're totally fine.
The problem
we're
is totally never Dylan and fine.
It was never us. But it was just, it was like a to-do list that I needed to do. And it just, although it was really hard at first, it made like this a huge transformation kind of in my work life. Like at Crystal and Stone. It just like it made all of this stuff happen really fast. So instead of me being like, ugh, I kind of have to do all these things. It was really good. It was hard, but it was really, really good. So it's kind of going back to how Moldavite is this like scorched earth policy and the fact that it was like, I really needed to change everything really fast. And it was like, wow, okay. I wasn't expecting it to happen so soon, but it happened so fast. And I was like, okay. It's fun. I don't even think Jess knows this, but Jaden and I had actually planned on taking that entire week off.
Oh, oops. I'm sorry.
No. It's totally fine. But it was like, we ended up taking time off later, but it was like, well, we can't because we have to address these things. We have to address these things now. And it was good. It was really good. And it was really positive because we put our nose down, we picked up our socks or bootstraps or whatever the saying is, and we just got it done. And it felt so good afterwards. And I looked at my freaking piece of Moldavite and I was like, you did this. But it was really good. And it was,
this is not an endorsement of Moldavite, by the way.
No, it isn't.
Don't just ask for it because you're like, oh, well, if all these positive things happen to Dylan, it's going to happen to me.
No,
that's not the case.
No,
with
it is not. It was like, I had to work so hard for so long. Like I had a huge, huge couple of days. So it is not, it is definitely not an endorsement. I had to message Kyle and be like, you did this to me. we had a good laugh afterwards. But yes, so that is Moldavite Minute 1. So yes.
We'll see how it continues to go.
I am slowly changing the grid now that it's in. So we'll see what happens next. Stay tuned for Moldavite Minute.
Well, that kind of wraps up our first episode of season one. Season two.
Oh my god. Episode one of season two. Stay tuned for more episodes coming your way shortly.
Yes, we've got some fun people lined up.
Yep. Guest stars.
Yeah.
A whole slew of episodes coming your way as well.
Yeah.
So you know the drill by now. Make sure that you are
subscribing to the podcast, liking pictures on the podcast Instagram, leaving 5-star reviews, creating fan art if you are so artistically inclined.
We love the fan art. I know there aren't videos to go off of anymore, but now there's more pictures.
There are more pictures.
There's many more pictures.
But also there are tons of pictures on the Crystal and Stone and the Crystal Stone community Instagram.
You know what we look like. Anyway, thank you so much for listening. So make sure to like and subscribe, and you'll be hearing a lot more from us soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Crystal and Stone podcast.
Make sure to follow, like, or subscribe for all your crystal needs.
Next time, we'll be talking about crystals and...
You'll have to tune in to find out.